Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm here working on your financial freedom. But on today's show, I've brought a very special guest on. So what'll happen is it won't just be me working on your financial freedom, it will be us working on your financial freedom. Because at the end of the day, we want to get you to a point in your life where you are retired, where you're using passive income to offset that ordinary income, where you're not worried about 401ks, IRAs, pensions, or anything like that for retirement. You're using a fixed asset, which is working tremendously. I'll just give you an idea of what's going on. Now, we all know that the country is pretty much in a lockdown. Okay, there's a couple states that aren't locked down, but for the most part, we're all doing what we're supposed to do. We're staying at home. We might send one person to the grocery store occasionally. And we're going through the process. And a lot of us are concerned about our tenants. You know, will our tenants be in a position to pay? Well, I'll tell you, I just got off the phone before the show with one of my property managers, and she said that all the rent payments came in for my particular property. So that tells me that, you know, the big fear that's out there that, you know, people aren't just going to pay. Well, I think it's kind of just that. It's kind of just a big fear. It's kind of nonsense, because at the end of the day, people know they have a contractual obligation. People know that they need a place to live, and people aren't going to do what they need to do. Well, actually, people are going to do what they need to do in order to maintain their level of life, regardless of what they're going through right now. But let me switch gears on you right now, because I have my very special guest, Evelina, on with me. Now, Evelina is a single-family mentor at Lifestyles Unlimited. She owns a lot of real estate. She counsels and mentors just a numerous amount of people and helps them get focused on investing, especially when it comes to the single-family model. So, Evelina, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Al. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I always have so much fun when you come on.
Yeah, it's fun to be on here, and it's fun to have a talk with you.
Yeah. So some of you may notice that Evelina has a slight little accent to her vocabulary. Evelina, could you give us a little bit of background on that accent and tell us a little bit more about you for those of us in the audience that haven't had the opportunity to hear you on the show before?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's no way I can get away from that accent, how hard I try, right? It's with me. So I'm actually born and raised in Sweden, in the northern part of Europe. And I have been in the States for about 7 years now, in the States and in Texas. We moved over and came over because of my husband's job and came here 7 years ago. Actually joined Lifestyles about 6-7 months after we arrived. That started my real estate investing career and adventure. I have two kids and a husband, and I'm in Texas for good. I love it here. I truly believe it's the best place in the whole world to live in. So I'm very happy to be in Texas, and I'm definitely very happy that I found Lifestyles. It changed my life for good.
Yeah, I think you and my wife have a common conception. We moved to Texas about 7 years ago ourselves, and she just fell in love with the place. I mean, she just wondered why she had never had an opportunity to live or visit a state as wonderful as this one is.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we lived in a couple of countries in Europe before we arrived in Texas, and to be quite frankly, you know, it grows on you. I wasn't too. Houston is a really big city, right? And it's very different from a lot of European cities. But it took me about 6 months, and then, you know, I'm like, I'm not leaving. So no, it's a great place to be.
Yeah, we love it over in the hill country in Texas, and I don't think, you know, I don't think we'll ever leave, especially if my wife has anything to say about it. But let's switch gears a little bit here, and let's get into talking about real estate. We know that there's a lot going on in the environment right now. We know there's a lot of fear out there. There's fear from landlords. There's fear from tenants. There's a lot of concern about jobs. What kind of feedback are you getting right now in your role as a single family mentor with the current situation?
Yeah, so I had a lot of members that have been calling me 2-3 weeks back now about a lot of fears, right? Now we need to face our fears for real. And this is new for all of us. So we all kind of really don't know what to do. And I've been talking to so many members, and I've been going through a lot of potential situations. Like this past weekend, it was, you mentioned it in the beginning, but it was time to pay the rent. Like, and I think I spoke to 10-15 members last week about how they all going to handle when they don't get paid rent. They assumed that the tenants are not going to pay rent. And then on Sunday and this morning, I got a number of emails coming in saying, yeah, they all paid rent. It's all happy, you know. So we've been preparing for all this, but I think that it's all a lot better than we thought it was going to be. So I agree with exactly what you said in the beginning. Other than that, it's a lot of questions about the market. You know, should I buy now? Is it the right time to buy? What could happen? What is going to happen if the market drops and things like that? So it's just a lot of fear and a lot of things going on. And a lot of things are changing, like, every day. You know, we are, like, lifestyles are giving updates every second, third day what's happening. So a lot of things are changing, too. So yeah, a lot of questions, but most of it is just working it through and just thinking about it. And the members are coming out on the other side and being very happy.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head, Evelina. There is a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of concern out there. And, you know, as we start to go through the timeline, I think you're absolutely right. You know, a lot of fears were put to rest because people want to do the right thing, and they want to do the right thing all the time. Hey, we're going to come back with more with Evelina on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is Al Gordon with my great friend Evelina, who is a single family mentor for Lifestyles Unlimited, and together we are working on your financial freedom. You know, it's funny, during the breaks, I get the opportunity to just kind of go one-on-one and have a personal conversation with my guests, and, you know, we always find something very creative to talk about, and then we can bring that into the show so that you guys can hear what we're talking about, because really, at the end of the day, we're here to educate you. We are here to help you understand that there is a better way to retirement than what you've been doing. And I guarantee, if you've just been burned by the stock market and you're just watching it do all the craziness that it's doing, you may be thinking it's time to get out of that modality when it comes to investing. And what you should be getting into is real estate. Now, Evelina and I have been talking about the fears that people have. You know, we were just kind of talking about, you know, the fear that people, you know, may not pay their rent. And she had a great point. Evelina, why don't you pick up your point with regards to fear?
Yeah, so I've been speaking to a lot of members this past 2 weeks, and they kind of been calling me, preparing themselves that the tenants are not going to pay. Now, I actually have not. Now, this weekend, a lot of the members emailed me back and said that they all paid rent. So it's not, a lot of people are still working, and I think we forget that. But I think that now is a really good time to actually learn to face your tenants and to... Lifestyles Unlimited teach to be a good landlord, right? We provide a safe and clean environment and a good home, and we fix what needs to be fixed, and we are a good landlord. And there are so many bad landlords out there. So now that we need to face our tenant and actually pick up the phone and call them or send them an email to make sure that they're fine and they're all good, I think we learn a lot from this this situation we have with the virus, that we need to face our tenant and we need to learn to reach out to them and build a relationship. And I think if we just do that, and this is exactly what my mentor 6 years ago taught me. He said, you need to start off a relationship with your tenant on the right foot. So have a discussion with them and tell them that you're going to live up to your obligation, you're going to be a good landlord, and you're going to fix everything. And that you expect the same from them. And I think that's the key when we start our relationship with the tenants, to have a discussion with them, face them, have a discussion. And then when the situation like this come by, you have a really good relationship. And those tenants will make an effort to pay you rent because they think that you're a great landlord and you provide a good house for them to live in. So I think it's give and take all the time. And I think this has shown me that our way that we teach with Lifestyles Unlimited about how to be a good landlord, it really, really works. And it's great to see.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of some cartoons that I used to see as a kid, where the landlord was always depicted as this mean, nasty person that was like dirty and unkept, and the property was like that, and the tenant was always being, you know, abused. And I actually think that goes on in non-Lifestyles properties, but I'm 100% convinced that it does not happen in our world. Can you expound on that a little bit?
So I think that, you know, it's the way Dell set up this map we are given, right? When you go to the two-day seminar and Dell teaches that, he teaches and he how to be a good landlord and to kind of set up a situation where we know what to do. And it's all in the map. And if you just follow that map, you're going to be good. And in that, it is like things like fix everything up front. And that means, by the back end of this, your tenant will have a good, clean house, and it will work. You know, it's not this bad cartoon landlord that comes with a duct tape and just tapes things up and thinks that it's going to last for another 2 weeks. That's not how we are taught to do it. We are taught to fix it, and we are taught to fix it so it works. So I think that's the way we are taught, and it's just amazing how it works. You know, Dell really knows how to do it right. And if you just follow what we are teaching, you won't have an issue.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I had that exact result when I became a member. And of course, I had a little bit of fear in my wheelhouse. But at the end of the day, I started working through that fear. I started listening to the education. And I'll tell you what, it had a remarkable benefit for me. Because as you probably know, Evelina, I don't know about the audience, but I had a bunch of single family real estate that I owned prior to coming to Lifestyles. And I'll tell you what, I was following somebody else's map, and it created a train wreck for me. It really, really boiled down to listening to the education that Lifestyles Unlimited teaches, so that I could go back and correct those properties, so that now they're actually performing the way they're supposed to perform in accordance with the teachings that we follow.
Yeah, and if we just do that, it goes so much further. Then a tenant won't move out. You know, I have very few move-outs in my houses this past 6 years. People tend to renew the leases because they know that I'm going to fix things. So it's very good for us that there are a lot of bad landlords who doesn't know Lifestyles Unlimited out there, because then it's so much easier for us to get those tenants and treat them right and we get to keep our tenant, and we get to keep renting those houses out for 2, 3, 4 years, right? I have had members who had the same tenant in the house for 7, 8, 10 years. That's amazing, right? Imagine that. Have a tenant. It's like some of them had to, you know, repaint the house after 10 years, and the tenant was super happy, and they stay. And that is a great business model, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. And when you have a relationship with someone that is willing to stay in your property for that amount of time, it tells me that, you know, number one, they enjoy the property. Number two, they enjoy the fact that the property is well maintained and taken care of. And number three, they've got a place that they get to call home.
Yeah, exactly. And it's all tenant really wants. They need a safe place that they can call home, that they can trust the landlord to fix this. Anything is going to break, they know that we're going to fix it. That goes a long way. I agree with you, definitely.
So what are your thoughts about improvements on properties? I mean, do you think that you've got to over-improve properties? Do you think you just do enough to get by? Where exactly is that sweet spot?
I think the sweet spot is different where your house are, right? So when you are looking at the house, we are teaching members to look at comparables in how the other houses around you look, and then you are going to be the best product in that area. So if all the houses have vinyl flooring and tile in the bathrooms and granite countertops, that's what you're going to do, and then you're going to maybe add one extra thing. So our realty manager in Houston, his name is Jeff, he always said that add one thing that stands out. So either like shelving in the garage or something in the kitchen.
Hold that thought, Evelina. We're going to break, and we'll be back right after this.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the 5 ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Al Gordon with my great friend, Evelina. She's a single family mentor with Lifestyles Unlimited, and together we are working on your financial freedom. You know, it's really interesting. Like I mentioned at the start of the last segment, I get these little opportunities, these little nuggets of time that I get to spend with my guests where I can just go one-on-one with them. I mean, they turn on their mentor hat, I turn on my mentee hat, and, you know, I ask very specific questions, and I get very, very responsible and in many cases detailed answers that address the questions that I have. And you know what? It's important. It is very important to have a mentor in your life, whether you choose to have dedicated mentorship, whether you choose to foster your own set of mentors. However you do it, you've got to have the wisdom of somebody who has gone before you, sending back details regarding the map, because that's the secret sauce, folks, right there. It's having the right map and it's having the right mentorship. I mean, the rest of the stuff, the devil's in the details. Am I right, Evelina, or did I totally get off base?
No. Oh, my. A mentor is crucial. You know, when I joined Lifestyle 6 years ago, I didn't know anything about real estate at all. And the first thing my mentor said to me was, "That's so good." And I'm kind of, "How could that be good? How could that be good? I don't know a single thing about real estate." And he said, "That's because you're going to learn from the start to do it right." And he, you know, that speaks truth to me. It was so correct. So, no, a mentor is amazing. You know, I tell when I meet my mentees and we start up for an initial meeting just to get to know each other and get a main plan set down for them and how they're going to move forward. I always tell them that you cannot call me too much. If you can, you can send me like 10 emails every day, and that's how we're going to learn. And that is the key of a mentor. It's that opportunity to bounce back all the questions and everything to make sure that you're not making mistakes, right? You get an extra pair of eyes. You get someone else's that have done it before you, someone who followed the map that Dell gave us, and we could give back from our experience and kind of steer them in the right direction and have that discussion so the members are not going to make any mistakes that's going to cost them money and time and all that. So a mentor is crucial, and I love being a mentor. It's the best thing I ever done. It's giving so much back to me, and then you get to see all these members succeed. You bring them to case study, and they have done this great investment that they are showing to other members. So no, it's crucial to have a mentor. I think it's the best investment you can do if you want to do real estate.
So if I decide that, you know, I want to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and I want to get, you know, a mentor and that type of thing, what exactly do we sit down and talk about? If, you know, I'm the new guy trying to figure this out. I mean, is this a good time for me to talk to a mentor?
Yeah. So the first step is really to go to the free workshop at Lifestyles, right? And then you sign up and you go to the 2-day seminar with Dell or with David or any of our presenters that are doing the 2-day seminar. And that 2-day seminar is going to set you up for the basic education that we have. It's going to shift your mindset about how you look at money and how you can change your life by doing real estate investing. And we always tell it, it's like drinking of a fire hose. And a lot of people is like, "I don't believe that." And they do the 2-day and they come back and said, "It's just like that." And then you become a member, a challenge member, a preferred member, whatever you do. And you email me as a mentor and you say, "I'm ready to go." And then we sit down. And the first step we actually do is to put down a plan how to get you from point A to B, depending on your specific situation when it comes to money, time, and things like that. So we kind of work in a plan from your life and your opportunities and how much money you have to invest to take you from point A to point B. So the initial meeting is really a starting point to have that map laid down, that personal map laid down, how you will be able to achieve whatever goal you have. We're all coming in with different goals too. You know, we speak a lot about retirement and that's the end goal. But the key question I always ask members, when do you want to retire? Some members just want to have the opportunity to retire, but they still want to work a few years. They don't want to get out of the job yesterday. And then I have some members coming across that I said, "So what are your goals with this? What are you trying to achieve? Yo, I wanted to retire yesterday." And these are a lot of members too. So we kind of make a plan how we're going to move forward. And when we have that foundation set that they know what they're going to do and how they're going to achieve it, we start working on more of a detailed education and an add-on education from the two-day, how practically you're going to buy houses and everything that goes into that.
Yeah, when it comes to the education, I was actually spending a little time with my son because he's getting ready to ramp up to take down his first single family property, and of course he's going to go right to a fourplex. He's not going to start with a single family house. But we were going through all the educational content yesterday, you know, taking a look at what we needed to see, and boy, to your point, there's something like 30 or 40 additional courses beyond the core curriculum. That covers just about everything. I mean, we found exactly what we needed to get ourselves brushed up on you know, the how to buy a duplex, triplex, or a fourplex.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is the strength of Lifestyles Unlimited program, right? That we have education and mentors to help you whatever you want to go, whatever question you have. We have an education online, most likely, And we have people who can help you respond to any specific question. If there is a question that I, as a mentor, maybe not am 100% sure about, I have so many people around me at Lifestyles Unlimited that work up there that could help us. So we have everything you possibly could need to achieve and be successful in real estate investing. And I think our online education is the core of that. The strength is that we have so much information about anything you possibly could need. And a lot of members doesn't realize that until we show them it's that initial meeting and we go to our online portal and then we pull that education up and they're like, wow, this is amazing. You have like a video about everything. And we do. We truly do. And I think that's the strength of our program, is that we are focused on education and mentoring, and that's what we do, and that is key to what we're doing and make us successful as members.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. You know, like I was telling Evelina at the break, I was following somebody else's map when I first bought my single family investments, and I wound up getting up to six doors following that other map. And I'll tell you what, that map was, well, it was flawed. It was really flawed. And but I didn't know it. And I didn't have a qualified mentor to, you know, sit down with me and help me through it. And, you know, it became a financial drain on my family, became a financial drain on myself, because I thought it was okay to lose money on a monthly basis. I thought it was okay to, you know, basically allow your tenants to get away with murder. You know, I just thought that's what you did, because again, I followed an incorrect map. Well, after becoming a Lifestyles Unlimited member and meeting with the mentors, I immediately fixed that problem. And now I've got properties that are cash flowing, and they're cash flowing beautifully. And I'll tell you what, if you'd like to get started with Lifestyles Unlimited, you've got to do what Evelina told you to do, which is go to a free workshop. And right now we're offering all of those virtually. So what you need to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get yourself plugged in for a workshop. Get started today.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and I've got my great friend Evelina on with me, and together we are working on your financial freedom. So Evelina, you know, we've been talking a little bit about this mentoring. We've been talking about fear. We've been talking about, you know, what new members go through. Do me a favor and tell me a little bit about what it was like for you going through the Lifestyles model way back when, about what, six, 7 years ago when you first became a member?
Yeah. So we joined and, you know, we wasn't hesitant at all. You know, we just joined and and I sat down with my mentor and he laid down the map. And I remember that I just arrived to the States and to Texas like six, 7 months before. So I did not even know like what a title company was. I was completely clueless. So I just came in and I said to my mentor, I don't know one thing about this. I don't know anything at all. So just tell me what I need to do. And I was like, Sorrell always said that he was stupid enough to follow the map. And that is exactly what I did. I followed the map and I took it step by step and I just did what they told me to do. And obviously, you know, it's a learning curve. I was, you know, it's a lot of new things. You know, we came out to the first house on my first showing and I opened the door and I walked into the house and I was super excited to buy this house. And the smell that met me when I opened the door, I just backed like three steps. And I looked at the agent and I said to him, what is this? This is not even a house, you know. And he said, Evelina, this is opportunity. And I think right at that moment, I understood that this is what it's all about. It's all about opportunity and it's all about putting on another pair of glasses. That's a very Swedish saying, but, you know, putting another pair of glasses on and just look at things differently. And that's what Lifestyle taught me. Step by step, taking it through. And I called my mentor sometimes like 10 times a day. When I called him, he just picked up the phone and said, yes, Evelina, what is your question? But I love that. That is mentoring for me, right? And that's something I bring to my mentees today when I have new members. I say, please, please ask any questions. No question is a dumb question. And now when we're doing road trips and events for members, that's one of the first things I say. No question is a dumb question. And that is the truth, in my opinion.
Now, it's kind of interesting in this current environment that Lifestyles Unlimited has literally been able to flip a switch and take all of our live content and make it available in a virtual environment. Are you guys doing that same type of thing for like the single family road trips that you offer?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, nothing stops us, right? We are in a different situation now when we switch to webinars and live streams. So we're doing road trips as usual. I have one coming up this Saturday that I'm hosting online. And we're just going to walk through all the education and everything. And we are going as usual. And it's a lot to be learned. And everything that we teach, we could teach online too. So we just need to switch gear, and then it's full on. The opportunities are out there, and it's, you know, it's important to keep going and take what opportunities. When they come along, you need to take them, and there are still a lot of opportunities out there.
Speaking of opportunity, what do you think is going to happen in the next couple of months when it comes to single-family properties?
Yeah, you know, it's like someone, I'd listened to a webinar and she started off the webinar by saying, I don't have a crystal ball. This is just my opinion. But I don't have a crystal ball. To be honest, Al, I don't really know. You know, I think the market might drop a little bit, maybe, you know, for a few months. I don't think it's going to be like 2008 and things like, I wasn't here then, but I don't think it's going to go that deep. But I think maybe we need to be prepared to see a little bit of a down market. But that's not the end of the world. They'll tell us that we make money in an up market and we make money in a down market. So we are prepared whichever way it goes. I think the key right now is to be ready to take us. So if the market goes down, we're going to have some great opportunities. And now is the time to prepare yourself for that and get the education, maybe go to that free workshop that you saw us thinking about doing. Do that. Go to that webinar. It's super easy. And
I think we lost Evelina there. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. But what she was talking about was she was recommending that you go to one of our free workshops. And right now, all of our free workshops are being offered in a virtual environment. As some of you know, I gave the free workshop last week, last Thursday and Friday. And if you'd like to get that free workshop, all you have to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the radio button, and you're going to see all of our radio content. You're going to see the Del Walmsley radio show. You're going to see this show, which is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. So what you're going to look for is last Thursday and Friday's content. If you're picking up this radio show on the podcast itself, then you probably have already heard that radio show. And my point is this: you've got to get started, and it doesn't cost you anything to come check out what we do. What we really want you to do is we want you to come check out one of our free virtual live stream classes. And if you would like to do that, all you need to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com, and get yourself registered. Evelina, did we get you back?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I hear you great. You were on a roll there, and just all of a sudden, it was like the space Martians took you away.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. It's okay. So I kind of lost my train of thought there for a moment there, because I went out on a tangent because I was worried that I lost you. But now that I've got you back, it's like now I'm starstruck and I can't even ask a question that makes sense.
Yeah, no.
It's one of these days. You know, it's just the environment we live in right now, right?
Yes, it is. It is. Yeah, hey, definitely. Yeah.
Speaking of that environment, what would you say to somebody that's, you know, getting ready to pull the trigger on a deal, or should they go through with the deal? Should they not go through with the deal? How do you address something like that?
So I think it's going back to the numbers. You know, this is a numbers game. So buy with a little bit of equity and make sure that your numbers work. We always teach this. This is not something that is specific in the situation we're in now. You always need to bear in mind that this is a numbers game. So run your numbers. Make sure that you have all the rehab number that is correct. We fix everything up front and run the numbers. And if the numbers make sense and you have a little bit of equity in there, you're going to be fine. You know, even if the market should do a downturn and you have some equity in the house, you're going to be fine. So it's all about doing a little bit more homework and making sure that those numbers are correct. And then, yeah, definitely keep buying. I have members buying. I have two members closing today on houses. And these are going to be great opportunities for them.
So at the end of the day, as long as we're buying right in whatever the current market is, we're probably going to be fine even if the market adjusts.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, and so it's just a matter of doing your numbers and making sure that you know, buy. It's like one of our presenters, David Fisher, in the 2 days says that when you buy houses under market value, you're going to be good. And that is the truth. So it's and people will always need a place to live. No matter how much viruses we're going to have going on, people will have we need a place to live, and that is what we are providing, a safe and good place to live. And that's going to be a successful business in whatever market we could come across us.
Yeah, you're spot on. That's what happens when you talk to a mentor. You get the information you need to hear, not necessarily what you want to hear. So one quick question for you, Evelina, because we're almost at the end of the show. What would you tell somebody that did an initial analysis on a property and they wrote an offer on it, they got the inspection done, and all of a sudden it turns out that they're going to have to spend maybe $10,000 more over budget to get the deal done? Should they stay in the deal or should they walk away?
Well, again, this is a numbers game. So go back. If you have 30,000-40,000 in equity or 25, maybe it's, you can take a little bit of that equity. It's going to be less, but you can fix up. And if you don't have that equity and that number is going to break the deal, it's not going to make sense to do the deal because the rehab was a lot more, then maybe you can go back and renegotiate the price. That is something that we sometimes tend to forget, that you can actually go back to the seller and say, hey, the sewer lines are cracked up and we need to fix that and the numbers doesn't make sense.
Well, they're pushing us out the back door, Evelina. I want to thank you very much for coming on the show. I'm going to bring you back on a future show because you've got a lot of great information that we need to hear. And remember, it's not about the money, but it's all about the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.